את הרמה שתה י'חס, תמוס, תוף שנה, ינחס, רבי שואל.
Good morning. Shus Lagabayim. Then speak about the Indian of music. Music, the 3 weeks have started, not allowed to listen to music. So I thought we'd be mavara a bit exactly what the Surim are. Everybody knows something, it's a subject which is very popular for people to look into exactly what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do. But I thought we can still be mechadish a few chedushim, some few things that are interesting. And we'll cover the topic of music in general, because really, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, if you look in Hilchas, in the sphere, you won't find any issa of listening to music. And if you look in the halachas of the 3 weeks and the 9 days and Shusha Chalboy and Tisha B'Av, it's not brought down there any issa of listening to music. In actual fact, the only place in which there is in Shulchan Aruch found the issa of listening to music whatsoever is immediately after the halachas of Tisha B'Av. There's the halachas of Zeich L'Churm. And that's where there is it's brought down of listening to music, playing musical instruments, singing. Not everybody's aware that singing is goes together. So we're going to look at the Gemara. So we're going to look inside. But I just start off with one interesting nugget of information. Although it's Shiva Asa B'Tamuz today, it's actually Yod Ches B'Tamuz, which is the point. It's a Nidcha. The halachas of the 3 weeks all started on Shabbos. It's not so obvious, you might have thought, because we've got now 22 days in actual fact, because Tisha B'Av won't be on Tisha B'Av either. Tisha B'Av will be in Asar B'Av, and if you've got an extra day in 3 weeks, but since, and technically, the Shiva Asa B'Tamuz was on Shabbos, the 3 weeks already started then. The Moshe makes quite a few nafka minutes. For those who it's important to, they've got to know the right niggun to sing on Lachadoidi, and this might be that Nagea, but also Nagea whether you want to listen to music Motzei Shabbos, although that's also debatable. That's just as a Maimah Muzga. So, it all starts off with the Gemara. It's a Mishnah, actually. Mishnah in Saita says, Misha botl of Sanhedrin, botl ha-sheh, mi beis ha-mishtois. Sheh, not going to define sheh, sheh, botl, sheh, but sheh was cancelled, was annulled. Botl ha-sheh, mi beis ha-mishtois. I suppose beis ha-mishtois is a place of drinking, probably something like a pub. Although I understand that nowadays, but nowadays they give food in pubs as well. But somewhere, a place with some yuchat for drinking, beis ha-mishtois, shenema, Bashir lo yishtu yayin. That is Mishnah in Saita. That Mishnah was actually talking about the Bitl HaSanhedrin. Mishnah Bitl HaSanhedrin. So it actually has got nothing to do with the Churban. The Bitl HaSanhedrin took place 40 years before the Churban, when the Sanhedrin had to leave the Lishkas HaGozis, and the Gemara in Gittin says the reason why they left were there were too many murderers, and they were continuously having to paskin the Dinah Chiyuvim Misa, and they didn't want to do that, so therefore they moved themselves away from the place, the seat of the Sanhedrin, and therefore they were now not mechuyev to pass on those din in the fashas, and that's why they moved away. So 40 years before the churban already, botlu hashem eves mishtois. The gemara then gittin. Sholchu leila ma'ukva. They sent a message to ma'ukva. Zimro menalon de osa. Where do we know from that Zimro is osa? You'll notice I haven't translated the word Zimro. Zimro menalon de osa. Sirtut v'kosav. Sirtut, the Gemara says he used to be misafed all his answers, like a Sefer Torah used to be misafed his answers. Sirtut v'kosav lehu al tismach Yisrael el gil bo'amim. Al tismach Yisrael, the Yidden should not be happy. El gil, to the happiness, ba'amim, ka'amim, it's we like the other nations. We don't belong to the same types of simcha which they enjoy. They enjoy that kind of simcha. That's not something we should enjoy. It's not actually just a sort of saying that because Jews are better, Jews are different, we should be different. It's actually because since we are at the Churban, and the Churban came about because our Averus, it's inappropriate for us to have that level of simcha. It's not even an Avelus. It's not even an Avelus in the Churban. It's simply that it's because of our distress at our level, at our Averus, that have caused the Churban, our spiritual level, it's inappropriate that we should be at that level of joy. you're not fit. It's not appropriate for you. So al tismach yisrael al gil ka'amim. The Gemara asks the kasha v'lishlach luhu mehocha b'shir lo yishtu yayim. So they should send it for the pasuk b'shir lo yishtu yayim. That's the same pasuk I just read out to you first, which is why I read it first. Mishnah tzaita b'shir lo yishtu yayim. Yemash yemashaycha l'shay. So that's the end of the pasuk. And for the Gemara, if you have learned it from there, have amina hanimil. That's only zimra de mono. Mono Rashi translates as a kinnor, which is a harp. It is of interest, but the word mono actually means a keli. Mono is used many times in Shas. The word mono means a keli. Rashi has gone out on a limb here, and if we have time, we'll talk about that. About why Rashi went and said kinnor, what about other kelim? But Rashi says kinnor, and it means musical instruments. Aval de puma, shori. If it's a shir de puma, sing it. The shori, I would have thought it's mutter. Kamash malon, that it's also. So you've got one pasuk which says b'shir lo yishtu yayin, that is talking about. I would have thought it's talking about puma singing. So kamash malon, the second pasuk al tismach yisrael gil ka'amim, that comes to teach you that not only are musical instruments also, not only musical instruments also, but singing is also also. Okay, we'll see. Well, I've got the Gemara open. We'll tell you Tosis as well straight away. Tosis says, "Pirush bekuntrus leshoyrer to sing bebeis hamishtois." Now there were two psukim there which we're going to use. One is for singing and one is for musical instruments. But only one actually said bemishtayin, right? Only one said in the place where you're drinking wine. So Rashi came along and Rashi said they're both talking about in the places of singing, drinking wine. That's where there is this of singing and musical instruments. Pirusha kuntres leshoyre bebeis hamishtois. The chain mashma midika amar velishlach lu lei mehocha b'shir lo yishtu yayin. He said to him, "We learn it from that pasuk." And what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answered the difference between musical instruments and singing. The Gemara didn't make a difference between, to tell you an extra chiddush, even in a place where you don't drink wine. So it seems that that didn't change. The same way I originally thought it was in the place where you drink wine, that's where there's issa. That continuous with the issa of singing is also in a place where you drink wine. So that sees it's mashma. Over Peira Basa the Saiti brings our Mishnah we said before, Tanan Misha bottles and Hedra bottles share bebeis hamishtois, Shanaim Bashila Yishtalaim. However, finishes Toises, Veroila Hachme, the Kiyoitse, one Shri Machmin, such a thing. Tahu Birshami Davakoim, V'domich v'zimro shemis anig v'yoyse, that there he died in a story in Yerushalmi, but somebody died because he was singing and he enjoyed it too much. So we see roi lahachme, a person should be machme. So Tosfos tells us meikad, and it's okay. But there's Yerushalmi, and what should be machme for the Yerushalmi? Not to be too excited. Finishes places are very important. You saw it. V'shishol mitzvah shori. Singing, shal mitzvah shori, kegoy b'shnas chup b'shoyis v'sameh chosn lekala. So, I've told you the information. I told you nothing. I've just read you other Tosfos. I've told you a Gemara. I've told you a Mishnah. But I imagine somebody's thinking, saying, from what we just now learned, right? You can't even sing a song. What's going to happen? We are so porous nowadays that we just do everything. Is there any room for leniency whatsoever?
So we, just talking about Yishna.
No, absolutely not. No. We will talk. I mean, I really want to get to that, but the minig in Yerushalayim, which you all know, where you've been by chassan, I'm sure everyone's been at one chassan at least in Yerushalayim, where they only play the drums, right? So I was at a chassan just a few weeks ago. It's phenomenal. You come up, you don't even realize that you've only got the drums, because by the time you've got a singer singing and you've got the drums banging, it's practically not noticeable, is it? But we'll talk about that, exactly what that is in Yerushalayim. The truth is that minig is only 150 years old. So we'll talk about that in Mitzvah Hashem. It's just meant to be an overview in the various halachas here of music and how it comes into where we've come to our situation, what we do nowadays. Well, a lot of people also are, because nowadays we're all depressed. Yeah, that's a big head. Everyone now is all depressed. We're going to talk about that as well. So, there's a Rashi in Chagiga. There's a Rashi in Chagiga where Rashi says that it's talking about there, about somebody who got punished. It's talking about there, somebody who got punished. We see from him that he was an apikoros. and he was a min. And we said, why did he go off? Why did he become do so badly? Because he used to sing Greek songs, Zeme Yevoni. He's talking about Elisha ben Avuya Acher. And when he was a youngster, he already had this tinna belibo, he had this bad heart, he was going in the wrong way already, because he used to sing Greek songs. And Rashi says there, v'hoye lo haniach, he should have left singing the Greek songs, bishul churban habayis, because of the churban habayis, t'ksev, b'shil lo yishtu yayin. So we see that the issa of Bashela Yishtu Yain, according to Rashi, at the very least, is an issa because of the churban. You've got to feel the churban appropriately. According to Rashi, it's a little bit shver, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, because the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, Mishnah Betel Sanhedrin. There wasn't a churban, the churban hadn't happened yet. So one of the kashas they ask. They ask another kasha, why is it Zem Yevoni? What's Greek songs got to do with it? Any song. Any song you shouldn't be singing because it's not appropriate in view of the churban. And that's a time on Elisha ben Avuya. So according to Rashi, answer, yeah, but granted, the songs he was singing were Greek songs. The Mashal there says in Rashi's Pshat, the Greek songs were known for their beauty. They were known for that was the spitz, the top music of the day. And he was following the fashionable music. It was the kind of music that was in vogue at the time. And therefore, by listening to that music, happened to be was Yevoni, because that was in vogue. But that was what he was doing, was listening to the music. And it wasn't appropriate because of the Churban. I'm not addressing over here the issue of non-Jewish music coming into the Jewish culture. That is a completely different issue, and it's not necessarily true that by Zem Yevoni that was an issue. It could be that it was an issue, it was not Beseder, but not because of that you're going to become an Elisha ben Avuya Acher. So you can't bring a raya one way or the other from that Gemara, that whether it's Mutar, whether it's Asa, to listen to non-Jewish music. We're not going to talk about that. However, oh, there's a Rambam as well. The Rambam says something similar. I've written down here. Gozru, they were goyza. Shaloi lenagin. It's very important also to put it in. It's in Tanis. So it's in the halachas. In the same way the Shulchan Aruch, it's brought in with all the halachas of the Churban Habayis. So gozru, shaloi lenagin bekliche, v'chol minei zemeh, v'chol mashmiei koil. Right? You got cliche. Chol minei zemeh, v'chol mashmiei koil. Maybe you can't even ring the doorbell or something. Shel she, why? She also lismoyach b'hem. It is also to enjoy them, to be happy with them. V'also lishomam, and it's also to listen to them. So you've got covered both grounds. Yeah, whether you are happy enjoying it or whether you're not happy, it's still also to listen to it. B'me'achum v'afilu shiru b'peh alayayin. Even just singing songs of wine is also. So very strict, very extreme. Yes, absolutely. We're still on the air. We haven't even got to this time of the year. In order to get to this time of the year, the 3 weeks, we first have to understand where it's okay. Since you've raised the point, why is it not in Shulchan Aruch? If there is an Issa to listen to music, why is it not there? But if you think about it, that it's always Issa, then it wouldn't make sense to put in Shulchan Aruch. You only make sense to put in Shulchan Aruch something which is normally Mutar. Come the 3 weeks, or come the Sfira, then it would be Asa. But if it's always Asa, it makes perfect sense why it's not there. However, there's Me'iri in Gittin. There's Me'iri in Gittin, although it's not brought by the Levush, but the Levush says a very similar thing. It says that the Issa is a princess. When it's only a simon. When Klal Yisrael got to the stage of the Churban, that was because Klal Yisrael had reached a lower level of Ruchnius, a lower level in their spiritual level, and therefore they were in danger of coming quicker to Averis. I remember somebody explained, I think it was Reb Osher who explained, said once over from the gates of the Rov. In Gates, they only got mechitzas at chasnas, for not for dancing, but they only got mechitzas at chasnas relatively late compared to the rest of England. And he explained, he says that this mechitzas is not a sign of frumkeit. I mean, obviously it is, but it's a sign that unfortunately the generations have elapsed and have become weaker, and therefore we need more protection, more safeguards. And that's this, and it's exactly the same, because Klal Yisrael had gone down in Madrig in the same way that they made an Ezes Noshim only later on in the Beis HaMikdash, because the level of Klal Yisrael had gone down, and they now needed more safeguards, more protection. That nothing should go wrong. Similarly, once the Churban happened, Klal Yisrael, it's not the Churban which caused it, but Klal Yisrael on a lower level, there was more risk that the Pritzus, Hoilulus, and there was Kalus Roish should cause an effect on Klal Yisrael, that people come to the Averis, the music has an influence, and therefore they were Goyza on all these musical instruments. So it's not as an expression of the Averis of the Churban, rather it's a protection that you shouldn't come to do any Averis. And the Levush says exactly the same thing, and he brings it down also for that reason. And there's so we've got this machlokes between the two reasons. Now, obviously, the difference between the two reasons is going to be in a situation where there is no possibility of pritzas ahoylelus. In a situation where Chazal weren't goyzer, then is there room for leniency where they weren't talking about such a thing? So let's go to the general issue that we're talking about. What are we actually basing ourselves, the heter, what we have nowadays? Nowadays, everybody has music. Music is ubiquitous. They want it to be that way. We want it to be continually. It's actually a tzas hayetzer, because if a person's continuously listening to something and he's always got something going on, it's impossible to actually think, because there's continuously something going on, noise in the background. You've even got the illusion that you're actually doing something, when the truth is you're doing nothing. You probably, most times, a person's listening to a song, he hasn't even got an idea which song he's actually just been listening to. If you ask him, stop, what did you just hear? You wouldn't know, because it's become background music. Now that's the first heter. The first heter is background music. If a person is not listening to it mishum simcha, he's not even listening to the music. It's there maybe as white noise. I remember going to a doctor's surgery once, and he had the radio full on. I said, why are you on the radio full on? So the people are coming over from Hamish, people, they're not interested in the radio. And here in South, you can't hear it anyway. Why is the radio full on? He says, I need something on in order you can't hear what's going on in the doctor's surgery. The world requires him. And he didn't want it, was confidentiality. So he had to make sure you couldn't hear. So he had the radio full on in the waiting room. So there's no problem. He could have it on in 3 weeks. He could have it on whenever he wants, because the tachlis of it is not that anyone should listen to it. Now, we read the Lashon of the Rambam. It's all very nice for him to play it, but the person listening, is he allowed to listen and enjoy it? So if he's intentionally listening to it, and he's listening to music, then we're back to the problem. He'll have the problem all year round. He'll have the problem during the sfit. But if, meanwhile, he's learning the Shnai Mikra and there's the music playing and he's not interested in the slightest, no problem. He doesn't have to leave the room or anything. It's not a problem. Not a problem. Even on Tisha B'Av, for whatever reason, he found himself there. Because the music itself is not there for any purpose. Well, for himself.
He arrived on the Mishnah of Achashverosh, the Mephoshim book about that the only thing missing was music. Why did Achashverosh not play the music? Because music, other rabbi, can bring you to the high level, the high spiritual level. And that's why he was worried that if he plays the music, he isn't...
That's a beautiful thought. Thank you very much. I would point out, though, that was 400 years earlier, because that was between the first Beis Hamikdash and the second Beis Hamikdash, and the Yidden were obviously in a much higher Madrega. The proof was that they hadn't made the Gzeira yet. So the Yidden were on a high Madrega. So I think perhaps this is a very important nekuda. When a person's listening to music, one always has to have in mind, ideally, everything one does should not be thoughtless. Everything should be done, thought out and thought through and done correctly. But at least Kolponim should listen to it while he's doing it. Now, we mentioned one has a simcha on mitzvah, by a simcha shel mitzvah, by a chasna, and these things, that is a heter. There's another heter brought down, and that is when it's a shirim of Avas Hashem and Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person's got it in playing a background, some, I don't know, Kalabach, whoever, even if he normally gets a tremendous instructress and he's really gets a chizuk and it raises him up gewaltig, but if at this moment you're busy doing your accounts and you haven't had the Kalabach listening in the background, that won't help you, because at this moment you're not listening to it, you're not getting any dvekas, you're not having any, the fact that it's going to play, but what would be the heter? The heter would be some background music, so that would be the heter. The point I'm trying to make is that since music is ubiquitous, we've got to always understand what is the heter at this moment in time, not to keep a mefurash sif in Shulchan Aruch. Because it is a mefurash sif in Shulchan Aruch that one cannot listen to music. That is the psak halach. We have to find the heter. I'll put it in now. It is true that some of the poskim nowadays, the Shevet HaLevi and others, bring that nowadays we are on a level where people are more depressed. I think depressed is perhaps too strong a word, but they are too close to sadness. They need more of a lift. And therefore, it has become common and allowed for everybody just to have music playing to give people that a lift. But individually, each person, and he says Baal Nefesh Yachmi, and each person individually should really be asking himself and say, do I really need to listen to this? If we completely ignore the Sif and Shulchan Aruch, then we just wipe up the Sif and Shulchan Aruch. That's not acceptable. There is also another especially nowadays, especially with teenagers and children who particularly like to listen to music, and it's very important to them in their development, that their music forms a very strong part. And there, if we would come along and we'll restrict Shuras Hadin and come along and say, but Shen Shulchan Aruch, you can't listen to any music, who knows what other problems we'll be causing down the line. It's something which is very difficult to know what we are causing by that. And therefore, if the Poskim tell us that it is something which, in general, our generation is a weak generation and needs that chizuk, that simcha, that boost, then it's something that's well enough left alone.
And then the 3 weeks until the 9 days, you can play the bass account. So because of that, it's a rad that is also altogether.
So they bring exactly that case. They bring that case by Rai Pungfaket. The only heta allowed is for Panosa. Otherwise, you wouldn't be allowed to do it at all. In fact, the Rav Ozner was asked, and he brings a shul from the Yosef Eimitz, who was from Frankfurt. I don't know if it was 200 years ago, but it was quite early before, an old one. And he was asked about teaching the children, the daughters, piano. And he forbids it, absolutely, categorically does not allow it, if the reason is to develop the child culturally, to develop their abilities, and you want to. It was a normal thing in those days. You'd learned a foreign language, you learned how to dance, you learned the music, and you learned how to play an instrument. It was a normal culturally developing the child, and he forbids it categorically. The only heter is if you're teaching them in such a way because you expect them one day to need a panosa, which, since we're talking about the higher classes, there was abhorrent to them the idea that they daughters would have to have a panos. That absolutely was not their reason, but the reason was they should develop culture. He was an accomplished musician, was a refinement in the development of the young lady, and so then it was absolutely forbidden. And that's the Yosef Omer's 200 years ago. Culture came, when we're talking about nowadays, with synthesizers and things like that, where with one machine you can have a whole orchestra. But there, again, we talk about just mitzad, learning the instrument. If, for example, you need to occupy the child needs to be occupied, needs to find something interesting, and this is something which gives him cheshek and gives him gishmak, then that might be considered even more important. As long as one doesn't forget, there's a sif in Shulchan Aruch that says one cannot listen or play to music at any time of the year nowadays, except the tzorich mitzvah. And I'm looking at the clock and I'm seeing that I'm really running out of time. I want to go on to a different nakuda and try and just change the order around. You know that there's a lot of controversy sometimes when people come out with the concerts. Now, a lot of people think it's a tznius issue. And maybe according to Meiri, they are right, it is a tznius issue. But more than the tznius issue is actually the halachic issue. Because it's true, it's not Beis HaMishtois, it's true. But we've already learned, we said over the Shitzer Rambam, and the Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, is that one cannot listen and play music anywhere, anytime. That's halacha. Now, even if we're going to say that it's necessary for people to have the outlet and ability to listen to music in general at any specific time, but to go and listen to live music on a one event time, you know, and you can't say that if I don't go to this concert, I'm going to get depressed. That's ridiculous. So therefore, there would be no heter to go and listen to a concert. It's irrespective of whether the seating is mixed or not. There is no heter. So how can it be? We've got from Eden, they're singing up there. And what is the heter? How do they do it? They base themselves on Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, we've just already mentioned in passing that we know that there's a tzorich mitzvah, a chosn and kala. Then there is a mitzvah where it's a mitzvah, which you mentioned, even a cholamoid, and even you can pay people to do it, you can pay goyim. It's even brought down that one can even ask a goy to play a music on Shabbos to be mesameh a chosn and kala. Because the shvus is a mitzvah. You're asking a goy, and the Issa playing music is the rabbanon. So shvus a mitzvah. One can even do that. That's how. But that's born in Shulchan Aruch. So that we can see how necessary it is to have music. So then we go on. What about other siddur mitzvahs? That's by the chosn kala. What about a bar mitzvah? What about a shel brachos? What about a bris? And the poskim say that those are siddur mitzvahs. It's a siddur mitzvah, and therefore one is allowed to have simcha at that time. It's appropriate, and one can have music playing. What happens if the Suda itself is not a Suda's mitzvah, but the Suda is being arranged for the purposes of a mitzvah? A fundraising gathering, a celebrity dinner to thank, 50 years of this moysed, or to thank this one who's leaving, and you arrange a moysed, and you've arranged, it's not actually a mitzvah, but it's for the purpose of a mitzvah, shakar as a toif, or to raise funds for tzedakah. And Rav Moshe says, Efsha, it's also allowed because it's still l'tzorech mitzvah. So even though the music itself is not itself a mitzvah, but since the purpose is to raise funds, and that is a mitzvah, and Moshe's Efsha, maybe that's allowed. And that's what they're basing themselves to allow these concerts, the fact that the proceeds go to a tzedakah. So that is true. We've always had all the concerts, all the money raised goes to mitzvah. So therefore the heter is that since it's a tzorech mitzvah, and simcha b'mokeh mitzvah is allowed, and music b'mokeh mitzvah is allowed, so you're allowed to listen to go and listen to it. Others are not so happy with that, because even when we say that the money goes to tzedakah and it's mitzvah, that's all very nice if the main event is a meal, a suda, and there's a drosha, and there's people speaking, and there's something going on, and then the music is incidental, and it's not important, not a main part of the event. But if there's nothing else besides the music, then who are we fooling when we're saying the money is the tzorech mitzvah? You could have exactly the same thing, it wasn't tzorech mitzvah, it would be exactly the same event. So I'm not blaming the musician, yeah. I'm not blaming, and it's perfectly okay for the singer, I suppose, as well, because you're right, it's a panosa. But the question we're asking is it correct to go and listen to it? And then, if we're going to say the answer is it's not correct, then I am blaming the musician, because then he's causing everybody to do something incorrect. I'm not coming to tell you what, I'm explaining the issues. Each person has to decide for himself where he's holding, and as long as we don't rub out a sif from Shulchan Aruch, that's my matoro. We have to remember that there's a sif in Shulchan Aruch, that one is not allowed to go and listen to music. There's one more nekuda which I've noticed, which has been going on nowadays. I've not been to one of these events, but it's, again, because of what we've been speaking about, it's very important. And there's wine tasting events. Because that is Beis HaMishtois, really, isn't it? Although we don't have Beis HaMishtois, but because you didn't like to eat, not to drink, really. I remember somebody telling me about the tablecloths. He said if you rent out tablecloth to a Yiddish function, then it comes back full of food. And if you rent it out to a Goyish function, it comes back wet. we like to eat, we don't really like to drink. But by a wine tasting function, you drink. That's the purpose of it, is the drink. So it is a Beis HaMishtois. That is a Beis HaMishtois. But if there's music playing, you've got music playing at a Beis HaMishtois. Now that is also not just according to the Rambam. That is also according to everybody, because that's Poshe Pshat in the Pasuk, right? The Poshe Pshat in the Pasuk. Mishil Yishtu Yain. Mishil Lo Yishtu Yain. So there, and to say that again, to say because we're depressed, there's going to be a heter there. That's beyond the pale. There is one heter, which I've managed to think of, one heter, and that is that if the words that you're singing are words of Ava Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are Ma'oireh you, then that is okay. We've already mentioned that Sheh, even without musical instruments, is Asa. Ad Kedei Kach, that the Poskim are unhappy that they used to sing Yiskadal. It seems Yiskadal, hearing Kaddish being sung, was an event. And they used to have events where people used to come together, and then they used to sing Yiskadal. The word Yiskadal, the Yiskada Shmei Rabo. Right? I would have thought Eincha, words of Avo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more than that. And nevertheless, there's a taz about it, really upset about it. They bring the medrash about the Kotoira goes and complains to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they've turned me into Divrei Sheh, and because of that, when people do listen to music, then it causes a kitrug in Klal Yisrael and bad things happen. The Torah is not meant to be used as a song.
Special tune for Mishnayos.
Sorry?
Special tune for learning Mishnayos.
Yeah, I don't think that's a song. That's Mishnayos itself, which you're learning it. I don't think. I would have thought it's different. But I think it's obvious that nobody's got a problem with Yiskadal being sung in Shul. That's where the tune comes from. And Faket, that you're supposed to sing. So what Shapcha is, what are you thinking of? If it's a song, it's nice, harmonies, pleasure to listen to, which it is, then that is not acceptable to turn your skadal into a song. And if you got it in the wrong place, then it's not acceptable. But if your intention, you're thinking of the meaning of the words as you're saying it, which is how it's supposed to be, then you are other Abba, these are songs of Av and Vekus. So I remember the Master Shiva when he used to dance and he used to sing, and it wasn't necessarily always in a simple fact, he used to make the boys think about what what the meaning of the word is to go tzave, and he wants to tzave like this and tzave like that, and he used to make a tzave, he used to encourage the boys to think of what they're meaning. And Shraga Five Mendelovich in America, he used to, I've heard the story, he used to sing, I can't remember which song it was, we sing 5 minutes Rashi's Pshat, 5 minutes Rambam's Pshat, 5 minutes Pshat in the word, touching the words. When you're singing like that, then it doesn't matter where you are, it's everything's okay. So the marshal, if a person is singing Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, and he's thinking about his brethren, he's davening to Hakadosh Baruch Achenu Kol Beis Harisum Batzor Vashivya, and he's thinking about it, I think it's okay wherever he is. But if he's in shul and he would be listening to it, and he's thinking about the musical harmonies, and he's thinking about the music, he's having a nice time, it's pleasurable, then it wouldn't matter that he's in shul, because he's got the wrong intention. So, it's like most things, according to the intention, so goes the baisa. That's a tzadikim yechaboyim poishim yikoshnubom. So, keeping that in mind, by the wine tasting, I think there, unless the only hetzah I can find for the wine tasting is that if somebody's actually listening to what is being played, if what somebody's supposed to be being played and he's having that kavona, then it would be okay. I will say the one other nakuda, and that is that when we have in shops, and this is the gear also the 3 weeks, and it's the gear to the sphere. When they have in shops, they have music playing. Often that's to entice the customer. Sometimes if it's a music shop, it's to actually encourage, oh, that's nice, go and buy it. And other times it's in order to cover up other sounds or to provide the right ambience that they want people to have their pleasurable experience of coming to shop. So then we're back into background music again. So we have, it's actually a Gemara, I've closed my Gemara, I'm not going to look for it again, running out of time, but it's closed the Gemara, that when they are, the purpose of the music is to help the workers work better, then that is also okay. Because your intention is not the simcha, your intention is not the pleasure, your intention is only that they should work well, you're good workers. So there's a good rhythm, you keep a good rhythm up, and then the workers work the rhythm. I know they used to row the boats, they used to have a rhythm going, that person should have to, the slaves, when they row the Roman boats, they should keep a rhythm going, that they should row to that rhythm, otherwise they slow down, they don't. So that's no problem musical instruments there, because not they've got a choice anyway, but that's the no problem of musical instruments. Similarly, if you've got in a busy workplace and you've got nice calming music so people shouldn't feel under pressure, that's something which would not be considered that it's a problem, even in the 3 weeks. The meaning is not like that. I don't want to start saying, I said that in 3 weeks there's no problem with putting on music, right? You possibly want to listen to classical music if it keeps me calm when I'm under stress, right? That's okay all year round. The meaning in the 3 weeks and in the sphere is not to listen to classical music, even where technically one could, because the only purpose is to relax you. The meaning is not to do that. Once the minig is not to do that, then you get into serious problems of nedarim and dvorim shi'ato shoyel atim b'fneim, because once the minig is in a certain place, you can't just go around and change it. The same het would apply, you know, in Yerushalayim, they have I think it was sometime here as well, before Shabbos, somebody put on music, blaring out music, yeah, you got music there. Sometimes it's quite sweet, it's quite nice to listen to, you know, oh, I didn't realize it was so close to Shabbos. It's not a problem, because you're not actually meant to listen to anybody, it's not actually meant to be listening to it, it's there to, as a siren, as a form of letting you know, it happens to be this music, but it's not a problem, even in Yerushalayim, it's not a problem. There is one, where we have to be careful with this, is that it's brought to Shulchan Aruch, and the Eliyahu brings it, that women singing at work is not allowed. So there's various reasons brought down for that. All of them apply. So he says, first of all, it's ka'esh no'iris. That means it's very dangerous to have women singing in work. For the men to be listening to something like that, it's very inappropriate. It's dangerous to that the musugul to cause problems. And therefore, that's something which should be avoided. But besides that, even if you knew there are no problems, it's still asa because of the issa of singing. Because of the issa of singing. When they're weaving, or when they're working in whatever places where a group of women got together to work. It seems that the question here is again to do with the intention. If they are singing just in order to encourage the work, or just in order for everybody to keep their spirits up, that's perfectly okay. But if they're singing because they enjoy the singing, and it's there because since they're all together, they're taking the opportunity to sing together, then that's not allowed. That's back into the issa of singing. Therefore, we come to the very thorny issue of choirs. The choirs, the boys are all singing together, and they are singing Shira, they're singing, it's beautiful, but what is the heta nowadays for a choir to come and sing? My son sings in a choir. So what is the heta? So again, we come back to the main heta is Avodas Hashem, Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, songs of Avat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the person listening has to appreciate that, has to know that that's the heta. There are other heterim, but at the age of the boy singing, I find it hard to put that into the category of depression, and that was, I find that one hard. So for me, the main heter is that the songs of Avas Hashem. Obviously, the nafkamin would be if they're singing other songs, then their taka is no heter. We're just going to finish off with a very interesting. We spoke about the minig in Yerushalayim. The minig in Yerushalayim was that it is. The minig in Yerushalayim is they only have one musical instrument, commonly the drums, playing. Also, the minig was, it's been adapted, that one instrument cannot be a synthesizer, because otherwise the whole thing goes out the window. You can't even tell the difference if you've only got one or you've got many. And also, they don't allow a tape, because that's a tape of musical instruments. Obviously, at the time that the minig was made, 150 years ago, at that time, these didn't exist. So these are developments on the minig. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, a minig in a place is a minig which one has to keep. And if that's the minig, that's the way it's developed, then one has to keep it. I know Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, told somebody in Hanof, that he was making Shavu Brachas, and he paskened that it was okay for him to play, to have musical instruments there, no problem. But it seems that the svara was that since the minig was established in a place in the old Yerushalayim, and now you've moved to New Yerushalayim, the people in Hanof are just as much the establishing the minig of that place, are just as much the people from Chutz Loretz who have moved there as the people from the old Yishuv who have moved there. And therefore they are perfectly entitled to say that we have not accepted that minig and we are not keeping that minig. However, that's not the consensus of the Poskim. Most consensus of the Poskim nowadays is that anyone in Yerushalayim, I don't think they play the musical instruments. Now the reason why they made that, they had a magefa. There was a magefa in 153 years ago, I worked it out, that there was 153 years, there was a plague in Yerushalayim, and they made the Sha'alas Chaloyim, and they made the Gzeira, about the musical instruments. Now, in some svarim, it says the reason was because of the churban, because it wasn't appropriate, the simcha, and people definitely think of that nowadays. In actual fact, I saw that Shlem Zam brings down, or Eliyashu brings down, from Ish Mipi'ish, from this Yerushalmi and that Yerushalmi, and all different names of people I don't know, of Yerushalmi, who said that the Edus Nemono, that the actual gzera was nothing to do with that. Around that time, in Yerushalayim, there was a new profession, klezmerim. People who came and played the musical instruments, and it was a big event, and whenever chassans people came to play, everybody came to crowd to watch them. It was very interesting, and you had a situation where the men and the women were all mingling in front of to watch this klezmerim. So, and dafkin Yerushalayim, because in Chutz La'aretz it was much more common to have goyim who played the musical instruments, or even who played musical instruments, and they were used to it already, and therefore it wasn't such a situation that people would come and jump on and come to watch it, and they didn't have the same terubas. But in Yerushalayim, they had this situation of the men and women, and they wanted to separate it. Therefore, they didn't allow the klezmerim to play, because they didn't want a group of musicians to play. They wanted only one musician to play. So therefore it shouldn't be as interesting, and people shouldn't jump on them. So obviously the nafka minna for us nowadays is that if that's the reason, so a din of a pritzas to an audience of only men or an audience of only women, then in theory and technically you would have no problem, right? You'd have no problem, even in Yerushalayim. So if we're going to say, in theory, if we're going to say there's a heter to listen to music because of concerts, because of a tzarech mitzvah, then in theory one could even have that concert in Yerushalayim, because that minig of in Yerushalayim not having musical instruments was only two groups of people where there might be tarubas. But if you can sort it out, there won't be any tarubas, there will be only men or only women, then in theory it will be okay. Obviously in practice the mitzvah of the minig is not like that, and the minig in Yerushalayim, which is as now is now, that you don't play any musical instruments, has to be kept the way it is. Shkech.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey.